るよな。What is up, Audio Mo crew? How are you guys doing? I hope everyone is having an awesome day. Today has been kind of one of those days for me. It's been a great day on Clubhouse. I went into about four rooms and engaged in great conversation with a whole just round of people and just great stuff. And some rooms I went in and listened and observed, you know, people talking about various informations. It's good to just feed your intellect and keep on learning new things. I couldn't go throughout my entire life without my intellect being fed. I don't know about you guys. Okay, so question to anyone who is participating in Audio Mo. This would be a great panel for discussion, because I like to hear everyone's different types of foods of interest. So what are your favorite comfort foods? I love Cajun chicken and mashed potatoes. If I've had one of those days, and today was kind of one of them, and you just need a bit of comfort food, well, enter Cajun chicken and mashed potatoes. That's what I had for dinner tonight. Oh, so good. So tell me what your comfort foods are. And that would be a really cool Audio Mo panel to comment on, because there are people participating from various places of the world, and just to hear the different cultures and interests and all that stuff, that'd be awesome. So looking forward to hearing all your Audio Mo posts. So far today, my day's been, like I said, kind of a weird one, but it's been great. I had planned on going to the mall with a friend. That didn't turn out, but you know what? I actually think it was meant to. You ever had those days where, yeah, you kind of have a weird day, and yes, my dog is right here next to me groaning and making sounds and doing things. Hi, buddy. My Zappa, my beautiful lab. But do you ever have one of those days where you just feel like you were meant to be there at a specific place in a specific time? That kind of happened to me today. I was thinking about writing. I've been wanting to start writing again. And yesterday I had gotten introduced to some writing courses on Audible. Somebody introduced them to me and I was like, super, super cool. And then today I ended up meeting some great people on Clubhouse. Had I gone to the mall, I would have missed out on a really great panel discussion. It was really awesome. And then a few days before this started, before my, I guess, renewed interest in writing — I've always liked writing, but when you had the pandemic depression kind of hitting you, it didn't always feel like — sometimes just the motivation wasn't there, and I just didn't feel like writing. I haven't really written much except a few blog posts. And I was like, you know, I really want to start writing again. So a few days ago, I was watching this show, Unsolved Mysteries. I'm sure so many of you guys are familiar with that show. For those who aren't, it's a great show. If you want to look it up on YouTube, I like to watch the classic episodes. The ones that Robert Stack hosts, those are my favorite. But I had watched an episode maybe about 2-3 days ago. And in this episode, this guy was trying to locate this nurse that helped him recover after he got hurt in Vietnam. He fought in the Vietnam War and he got hurt. I think he had lost a leg and stuff, and it was pretty bad. And so one of the things that they're required to do, the soldiers have to do before they go home, is send a letter to their wives. They have to write their wives a letter. And the nurse asked him, "Have you written this letter to your wife yet?" And he said, "No, I haven't gotten started." And he's like, "I don't know how to start it." And what she said to me kind of resonates with me. And today is like a perfect example, because what she said is, you start with one word at a time. And that became kind of like a mantra for me today, because, you know, today is kind of the day where I was a little out of sorts. And I've tried to do about several takes of this audio recording, and, you know, I just didn't feel like I was saying the right things. I was doing the right things. And I don't know, I guess I had one of these weeks where maybe that was that show, that episode, and that one word at a time was a sign to come, you know, of things to come. And I really think that's awesome. Couldn't get any better than that. So what is your comfort food, guys? And oh no, there's the husband to complete the family circle.
I love you.
Love you too. My husband Jeremy and my Labrador Zappa.
Yay!
Yeah, there's my husband. He hasn't been in any of my audio mos this year. I know. What have you been doing?
I don't know.
Alrighty. I'll be right out. So, yeah. Just, that's it, folks. I'm gonna go ahead and, he says that a lot. He says we. When he's really happy. And that's good. We want happy people, right? That's what we want. All right. Well, that is going to do, people. I will catch you all tomorrow. Hope you guys have had a great day. I really appreciate all the audio mo posts that you guys have been putting out. I'm looking forward to listening to them some more. And oh my god, just tell me what those comfort foods are. I'm really wanting to know about that. Okay, guys. It is a great day today, and I will see you tomorrow for another great day. Take care. Bye.